Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, as usual, this will be a jam-packed third hour of Global Transmission. We've got Dr. John F. Kilner coming on the show to talk about, well, mass production of clones. Bet you didn't know that was going on. New Jersey moving to let them start cloning embryos and using them in an industrial capacity. And, of course, we'll get to all your calls and a ton of other news. We're talking to Paul Watson, the webmaster for my website, prisonplanet.com. Let's go back to the calls, try to get as many in as possible. Let us talk to Jerry in Idaho. Let him finish up. You were making some comments, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I would like to comment on what we see. What we see is a manifestation of a organization. The New World Order, I think people have a general concept that this is out there. They can't, it's not a tangible thing. There's no real steering hand behind this. And yet, when you really analyze it, you can see that there is a steering hand. It's involved with politics. It's involved with finance. It's involved with schools, our schools in America. It's involved with my religion, which is the Catholic religion. And I know you've had some people on, and you have some listeners that are very anti-Catholic. There's a facet in my church, the Catholic Church, which is steering my church as well, and has been for...
Well, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm not anti-Protestant. I'm not anti-Jew. I'm not anti-anything.
I know that.
I'm against corrupt people
absolutely
controlling different groups.
Well, the group that is controlling this uses the motto of your the gentleman who wrote the book, Order Out of Chaos, or Ordo
Ab Chaos. Well, yeah, the Illuminati.
Well, Illuminati is a branch, actually, of this group. The group is Freemasonry.
But again, Freemasonry is the same way. Most of them are useful idiots at the bottom.
Absolutely. The first 3 degrees of Blue Lodge, you go up through the, and you get to the 30th degree, 31st, 32nd, 33rd, then you realize...
Well, you can't even hardly get a job now in England if you're not a Mason. You can't get convicted of a crime if you're a Mason.
Absolutely.
That's big news in England. It's kind of broken out in England. What goes on here is now mainstream there in the news. Paul, talk about it.
Well, yeah, as you said, you get every time you raise the subject of Freemasonry, all the lower-level Masons and come out and say, well, how has this been kept hidden from me? But it's the upper echelons. In this country, you cannot get a job as a judge if you are not a member of the Freemasons,
and that's
a lower-level member.
Yeah, Grand Lodge in England, and Grand Orient is the communist branch, which is actually out of France. I think what we're seeing on a global scale, and this has occurred for hundreds and hundreds of years now, is that it's a conflict between French Grand Orient Freemasonry, which is the communist end, and the Grand Lodge in Britain, which is the deist end, or the Merovingians. You know about the Merovingians?
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of what Mel Gibson says in Conspiracy Theory, where they're talking about who runs the New World Order on the bus. But even at the higher levels, they're on the same team.
Absolutely. They all have the same goal, which is a one world order, a one world currency, complete forsakement of civil rights or in state sovereignty, individual sovereignty, and pushing us all in that direction constantly. They say the soldier dies, but the battle continues. There's an interesting book. Have you heard the writer John Daniel?
I haven't.
He wrote a series of three books in 94 called Scarlet and the Beast. They're out of print. They're very difficult to obtain. He has a website. Can I plug it?
Oh, I actually have the Scarlet and the Beast book. I never read it. Yeah, what's the website?
It's scarletandthebeast.com.
Okay. Listen, I got to let you go.
Just one more website for your listeners? I have no affiliation with John Daniel. I just want you
to
know.
Well, I know, sir, but we're up against a break. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Website. It's freemasonrywatch.org.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You can call me back another day when I don't have a bunch of guests on. We can give the callers longer time. I wanted to try to get one more in. Now we can't do that. Paul Watson, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In the last 45 seconds, anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, basically, the sides are basically polarizing. I mean, we got Domino's Pizza putting out the figures that the second biggest night for ordering pizzas behind a reality show and in front of a Super Bowl was the declaration of war on Iraq. So people's rational minds have been so fried by television that their only recourse is to openly worship the tyranny. It's like a basketball fan who will go to watch his team, half of which consists of rapists and wife beaters, and still cheer them on like heroes. So we've got this polarization where either you're awake or you're completely asleep.
Great points. We'll see you back here live next week. We'll be back with our next guest. Stay with us.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way, and it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Our guest is the president for the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, John F. Kilner, Ph.D., is president of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity in Bannockburn, Illinois, and Franklin Foreman Chair of Ethics at Trinity International University in Deerfield, Illinois, author of numerous articles in medical, public health, legal, religious, and ethics journals. He has written or edited 12 books, Does God Need Our Help?, Cloning, Assisted Suicide, and Other Challenges in Bioethics, Cutting Edge Bioethics, A Christian Exploration of Technologies and Trends, and many other books. We have a link to their great website, cdhd.org. And before joining the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, Dr. Kilner was senior associate at the Park Ridge Center for the Study of Health, Faith, and Ethics, and an adjunct faculty member of the Northwestern University Medical School, both in Chicago. Prior to his move to the Chicago area, he was an associate professor for social and medical ethics at Asbury Theological Seminary, directed the ethics and grand programs at the University of Kentucky Medical Center, taught medical ethics as an adjunct professor at the University of Kentucky, and served as a hospital ethics person for the St. Joseph Hospital, Lexington, Kentucky. After completing a BA degree at Yale University, he earned another degree from Harvard. He also has a AM PhD with distinction in religious ethics as an emphasis in bioethics from Harvard University. There he received the Newcomb, Danforth, Eisenhower, DeKarma, goes on and on. Folks, he is an expert on bioethics. And well, why does this affect you? Why does this matter to you? Well, We've had Wesley Smith from the Wall Street Journal on, listing the names of people who are begging for water and food, who are paralyzed neck down, being killed. Okay, they call that a vegetable. Please help me, give me water. Or the Terri Schiavo case, she's not in a coma, but they're going to kill her anyways. We've got all this happening. But what does it mean to have the clones? And now the industrialization of embryos, and now he was just telling me during the break, when we first got him on, about discussions of doing this through birth. That sounds crazy, but everything's crazy nowadays. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
For the layperson out there, never really thought about cloning, or it's still some kind of science fiction thing in the back of their mind, go over bioethics, what we're facing, and how this ties into cloning.
Absolutely. Well, right now, we're learning so much about how human cells and human bodies work. And as a result of that, we're learning about certain special kinds of cells called stem cells that can be very productive and effective in developing new treatments. And we're learning about how to duplicate cells, copy cells, produce, you know, people are familiar with Dolly the sheep, you know, that we cloned a sheep. And then we've done this with many other kinds of animals. And the technology appears to be a technology that should work in human beings. Now, people have already been cloned. A lot of people don't realize this, in the early cell stages. Now, those developed only partway through the embryonic stage, and then they died. So we haven't had born human clones, but we've been able to produce clones that have just developed to a certain point. So
now, did they die or were they killed? Was the because I had read that they terminate the embryos at a certain level.
Right. Yeah. Well, they the research plan that they developed required them to kill them before they reached the point at which they could be implanted in a woman's womb. But in this case, they just technologically didn't develop even that far. And so we really haven't demonstrated that we could do anything like give birth to a clone yet. But because we've been able to start the process and because we can do it in animals, there's no reason scientifically really think that it can't happen. So that's why the law now and public policy and public debates are starting to say, well, it sounds pretty feasible. We better start talking about the ethics of this, what's okay and what's not okay. So that's where we're at right now. And so what was in the news just recently was this law passed in New Jersey, where they've said, sure, we're going to allow cloning, and we're going to allow the clone to develop through the embryonic stage, through the fetal stage, all the way to birth. And the law amazingly says, and even through the newborn stage, and we're not going to put any restrictions on this in place and saying it's illegal to do this.
Well, for those that we can't just glaze over that incredible statement you just made, and I've got the news articles here where it states what you just said.
Yep.
We're talking now about allowing them to bring a clone to term, and then after that, in the development for medical parts. So I guess it's going to be like a Frank Herbert book where you've got these tanks with these humanoids growing in it. I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but you just said they legalized that.
Oh, absolutely. It's very explicit. They say that you can produce through cloning these human beings. You can let them develop as embryos. You can develop all the way through the fetal stage. So women can be carrying these clones, and then it says that you can kill them, abort them, take their parts, and it says, although it puts in place saying, well, you can't actually make big profits off this, what it says you can do is get reasonable payment for doing this, and it includes all the costs of storage, transplantation, implantation, All sorts of things that there's no fixed.
But what is this?
For.
I mean, I've got an Associated Press article here where it has that quote you just gave from the law.
Yep.
They're saying that they can bring it past birth. What on earth does that mean?
That's a really good question, because it says they not only can bring it through the fetal stage, that would by definition be all the way up to birth, but also through the newborn stage. Now, what does that mean? I mean, if language means anything, a stage is a period of time. That's saying you can do this for a period of time, even after birth. And what should give us real pause here? This is in New Jersey. That's the home of Princeton University. And their most well-known bioethics person, Peter Singer, is advocating that we should be able to kill newborn babies if they don't measure up.
Well, not just newborn, newborns. I've seen him say 18 months to 2 years.
Well, yeah, exactly. It goes beyond. But this is the next step.
Well, I mean, that's reasonable. I mean, what's wrong with, killing newborn babies? It's no big deal. And let's go ahead and take the clone out and put it in a tank and grow it up bigger and add buds of other organs and grow those
right.
off the clones.
Yeah.
You know, I've read in the BBC where this is being proposed, they could grow humanoids larger in utero in cows and get more parts.
Right.
Hey, what's the big deal? Maybe we can, in the age of feeding irradiated beef to school children, let's just go light years past that. Maybe we'll put humans on the store shelf.
Yeah, well, see, exactly. That. What this notion of even going past the newborn stage, what the red flag this should raise for us is that this isn't about any reasonable definitions of when you have a human being or not. What this is really about is saying, in the interest of doing whatever we want to do scientifically and economically, we're going to potentially run roughshod over any protections for particularly the weakest and most vulnerable human being.
Well, Doctor,
this has to be a wake up call for us here.
Well, Doctor Kellner, I mean, I could yell, I could scream,
yeah.
I could pull my hair out, I could say a bunch of horrible words here, and that wouldn't be abnormal. I don't know if listeners realize that they're saying we're going to clone right through to birth and after. That means they're going to do weird experiments, and these people aren't going to have any rights. They've just decided they're not human beings. They don't have a soul, and we're going to kill them if we feel like it. I mean, this is like the worst science fiction movie I could imagine.
Absolutely. And it's bad enough when it's in the womb. I mean, that's but when people think of abortion, usually they just think of very difficult and rough cases. What we're talking about here is actually women being contracted for there to be lab experiments to clone these embryos, then women contracting to carry these fetuses in the womb. These youngest of human beings are being intentionally created in order to be dismembered and the parts then used for experimentation.
And so when David Rockefeller or Bill Gates, and I'm saying this hypothetically, it's reasonable for their endowment to, it costs $5 million. Well, you can pay $7 million. And he gets his own little clone grown and quietly gets his new replacement organs and new DNA treatments. And
right.
it's just real,
right. Yeah, exactly. And
I'll tell you, doctor, this is all going to be legalized. It's all going to be done because the elite wants it. So how do we stop it? What do we do? How do we get the average ball game fan who doesn't even know what the Bill of Rights is to care about this?
Right, exactly. Well, I think that that public awareness of the big issues involved here are absolutely key, because I think when it gets to the level of like this New Jersey bill, it's presented to the legislature there as, are you for or against scientific progress? Well, I mean, that's silly. It's created here as a stereotype of either you're for economic well-being and scientific progress, or you're against it. Well, that's not what this is about.
Well, that'd be like Joseph Mengele saying, hey, so I'm sewing two Jewish children together.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about? Are you against progress?
Right, exactly. And the problem here is that there are some very exciting developments taking place in the whole biotech medical arena. For example, as I was mentioning before, stem cell research, for which cloning is, they want to use it because then you can tailor stem cells to genetically match particular individuals. Well, stem cell research is not an all or nothing sort of thing. In much of what's going on in biotech research, you can achieve many, if not all, of the wonderful benefits that are out there, but you can either do it by cutting corners ethically and creating tremendous risks to human beings and society in the process, or you can do it in an ethical way.
Well, I've read that.
That's what we have to be standing up for.
Well, doctor, I've read they can just suck your own fat out of you, and it turns out, on average, to be better than baby parts.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the counterpart to that in terms of stem cell research is that all of our bodies have supplies of stem cells in them, and we can either get stem cells from already developed human bodies and get them just like, blood donations, Or we can take human embryos and cut them up into their pieces.
Stay there, Doctor. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Some people know all about drinking and driving.
I would often leave a bar, and I remember going out to the car, and I remember then winding up in bed at home, but I don't remember any of the middle, how I got there. I know that at certain times I would simply use the center line as an aiming device with the ornament on the hood, and just really aim the car, not actually seeing where I was going. The real tragedy, of course, in a situation like that is not what you can do to yourself, but what you could do to someone who is either bicycling on the road or walking along the road. In my case, I just simply often did not see them.
Some people don't decide how they're going to get home until they're incapable of making a responsible decision. Are you one of them?
Brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
All right, folks, coming up in the next segment, I'll get to all these callers that have been holding and a bunch of other news we haven't covered yet. But right now we're talking to John F. Kilner, doctor, Ph.D., and we've got hyperlinks to all the news stories, Associated Press, you name it, where they just calmly announce, oh, there's a new cloning law in New Jersey passed. Well, it says that they can, you know, have somebody grow a clone up to birth, and then after that, do things with it. So it's saying that they don't have any rights, that it's not a human, that they can... I mean, this is... I can't believe this, doctor.
It's amazing how fast this has advanced, actually, in the course of the last 3 or 4 years. It's something that I think most people really don't don't realize. I mean, it is absolutely essential that people get informed on what's happening, because I think for many people's mind, this is just science fiction. You know, this is just way out there somewhere, rather than something that we're actually making decisions on now as to what we're going to allow and what we're not going to allow.
Well, I think the term asleep at the wheel, I mean, I'm mad at the American people because, I mean, I'm not that smart, and I know what's going on. They had a major study of 339 universities, and what was it, 65% of the administrators and students didn't know what the First Amendment was.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm scared here because this is amazing. I mean, we're going to take our very humanity and allow them to grow humans like tomatoes and then do whatever they want with them?
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's just amazing. I mean, the significance of what we're talking about. I mean, certainly there are a lot of issues that are out there that are important, but I think certain issues rise to the top in a certain period of time in history because you're making decisions that are going to chart the course that are going to affect the human race all the way indefinitely into the future. And these bioethical questions are right there, right now. I mean, it's going to be in the next few years that the course that we take on all of these issues that we're talking about right now, and there are many, I mean, right behind this wave of biotech issues is a whole other set of issues. And that's why we are working around the clock, full time here at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. One of our biggest efforts right now is to get this information out on our cbhd.org website, to get the information out. And, I mean, just to give you a sense of the visibility, I mean, when you do a search, an internet search on Google or Yahoo or whatever, there's like a million sites that come up related to bioethics, but the cbhd.org site comes up on the first screen every time, and it's because we put a ton of information on there. But that's where the battle is right now. People have to get informed. It's not that the information's not there, but we have to recognize that this is not science fiction. It's not out there in the future.
Well, Doctor, they should have you address the governor's conference 2 years ago instead of Peter Singer. I mean, Peter Singer needs to be in a loony bin, but his ideas and the ideas of Princeton that brought him there, of let's just kill babies after they're born, I mean, that seems to be what the establishment really wants, regardless of the ignorant public, when you ask them about this, is obviously against what they're doing, but still sees it as some type of science fiction. I want to briefly go back over this new law, I mean, because that's so important. Restate that for folks. They're saying that they're not just going to clone humans, but that they're going to continue on with stuff after they're born.
Well, the New Jersey law says, yeah, that you can produce clones at the egg and embryo stage, and then they can continue to develop. What they're doing is saying, okay, how long can they continue to develop, and we can just kill them, cut them up, use them for body pieces, before there's any problem with that. And it says, well, that can continue on through the embryo stage, through the fetus stage, which goes all the way up till birth, and through the newborn stage. Now, what does that mean? Through the newborn stage. That's cool.
Well, it's obvious. And you know, you talk about stem cells and how you get it from fat tissue and how I've seen the studies it even works better in many cases. They want to use wombs. They want to create clones because I've read the studies. Mm-hmm. They want to create wombs, larger artificial wombs out of fetuses and babies, and they want to create these big clusters where they can grow 100 livers that, you know, on one clone. They want to industrialize this. This is totally sick.
Yeah, it really is commercializing human beings, commercializing the human body, and that's just a direction that we should never go. I mean, there's property, there's things that are subject to buying and selling, and then there are certain things, human beings, that have a dignity unto themselves.
Well, that's it. How could you work at one of these places with human beings around you in tanks?
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, it's just we're losing the distinction between people.
I think the term is we're going to hell in a handbasket. CBHD.org, CBHD.org, link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and sir, I sure hope folks will go read your writing and your organization's writings, and I just want to thank you for coming on.
Happy to be with you.
I'm going to let you go, but when we get back, I'm going to plug your book, okay? Thanks for coming on, Doctor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Stadtmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
I was kind of ranting over the doctor there at the end, trying to end that segment, and I appreciate Dr. John F. Kilner coming on. You know, I read those news articles the last few days, mainstream news out of New Jersey. It was, oh, there's a debate about it. Some of the religious right doesn't like it, so it lets you grow the clone up and give birth to it, or grow it in a tank and then use it for body parts or keep it alive. I mean, what's the big deal? So I can tell people that DynCorp got caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. That's admitted. They just go, huh, what's that? You hear about Kobe Bryant? That's really important. Do you realize how evil this is? Do you realize how out of control things are? It is probably the end of the world. I cannot imagine. We have turned into just evil scum. Lazy, stupid morons. But what about the large portion of us that are good, decent, half-decent, I'm not perfect, people who just, my humanity, my soul screams when I look at this. I'm sick of evil. I'm tired of you people getting away with what they do. I'm about to go to Warren and Joe and Carl and everybody, I promise, here in just a few minutes. I do want to plug Dr. John F. Kilner's books. One of them is, Does God Need Our Help? Cloning, Assisted Suicide, and Other Challenges in Bioethics. Cutting Edge Bioethics, A Christian Exploration of Technologies and Trends. Who Lives? Who Dies? Ethical Criteria and Patient Selection. This is some highbrow stuff, and he's a really smart guy and a good guy and a Christian, and I hope you'll support the cbhd.org. Also, you know, while we're sorting out the problems at my little studio in South Austin, I've been doing my show here at John Statmiller's studio, and I'm very thankful for that. They didn't ask me to do this, but I want to plug it. They got some of the best shortwave radios, Sangian radios, cheaper than you'll find them at Radio Shack. I bought two shortwave radios from John because he buys them in bulk and sells them cheaper than anybody I found, high quality. I bought two from him. I bought one 4 years ago, still have it, and I bought another one about a year ago from him. They got great shortwave radios. Give them as a gift. Or if you got a piece of junk, you know, and you want to hear the show with higher quality, they got it all, folks, at very low prices. Give them a call. Also, they've got the Aaronizer, which is an amazing system. School, theaters, commercial movie theaters, concert halls, big companies use this. It's a 50-year-old company. Removes, and they've got them for one room, a whole house, businesses, you name it. Removes car, cigarette odors, removes them from your house, removes them, you name it. Keeps clothing from becoming smoky, removes odors from restrooms, lobbies, theater halls, sterilizes the air as it recirculates through the viewing area, saves heat during the winter and preserves cool air during the summer. It's amazing. What does Aaron do? The patented process of a machine tightly packs oxygen molecules. It's an oxygen maker. It creates fresh air in your house, folks. It says inhibits mold and bacteria growth, ionizes the air so that dust, smoke, particulates, and oxidizes odors will precipitate from the air, oxidizes hydrocarbons and organic and inorganic odors. Why do you think it is that you hear that fresh air will kill bacteria? Why do we get more colds and flus during the winter? Because we're inside more. We have the doors shut. Why do you think a piece of steel out in a field will rust and rot from the oxygen? It's powerful. It's corrosive to microorganisms, folks. Well, why do you think then that piece of steel won't rust in 50 years in your house? Because there's not air, oxygen, running across it. It's real simple, okay? And I have one of these in my house I got from John. You need to have one. There's one running right here in the room with me. I mean, they got three of them running in this house, and they've got them from $200 up to, you know, thousands of dollars that'll cover whole factories. Hotels buy these. It's a big deal, okay? And you need to give them a call. You need to call here to the office, folks. It is so incredibly important that folks call here to the office. And there's several numbers here to CSIN. I would ask Sandra, what number is best for me to give out? Because I always use the local number here to call you guys. I know there's the 877-605-9200 number, and that's the number for the Aaronizer or the shortwave radios. 877-605-9200. And they got a beautiful full-color 20-something page catalog that goes through the patented process, the 50-year-old company. Give them a call right now, 877-605-9200, 877-605-9200, or go to aaronair.us. And Aaron is the patented process. Aaron is A-R-A-N, air.us, not .com, .us. So here's the number again. Call right now. Get a free catalog or order an Aaronizer, 877-605-9200. Okay, let's go to the calls. Let's go ahead now and talk to Warren in Colorado. Warren, you get the prize for holding. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to make a quick comment or a point on the 450 calves that are being eliminated in Washington, I guess it is.
Sure.
The article I read was that it's actually the bull calves, the 450 bull calves, that were being eliminated, and that doesn't make sense at all because it's the heifer calves that the dairy farmers save and bring up to replace their old cows.
Well, I have an AP article here. Let me read it. USDA to kill 450 calves and mad cow scare. U.S. agriculture officials have decided to kill 450 calves in the Washington state herd that includes the offspring of the cow diagnosed with mad cow disease. And it says also, DeHaven said USDA officials would visit Mexico to discuss that country's ban on American beef products. Mexico was among more than 30 countries which halted U.S. beef imports last month after scientists diagnosed the first case of mad cow disease in the U.S. And it says the herd that is to be destroyed is one of three under quarantine in Washington because of ties to the infected cow, a 6.5-year-old Holstein dairy animal, that's the black and white cows. The other herds include cows that have calves from the same Alberta farm as the sick one. So it doesn't say here if it's male or female calves. It just says it's the herd.
Yeah, on the Dish Network, we get the Reuters news, and it actually said bull calves, and I think I might call and see.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense. If you're going to kill a herd, you kill all of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the point. I couldn't believe that I read just bull calves. But there's a Montana a cattle slaughterhouse that they slaughter 30 cattle a month, and they supply it to local restaurants and so on. And this guy got railroaded out by the USDA because he couldn't handle all the demand for his slaughterhouse. So
yeah, what happens is they target the small beef or poultry or pork producer that's doing a good job. The regulators harass, and I have friends that you know, are involved in environmental groups, the good ones that go out and look at these places. They want you to come and look. These organic farms are so much cleaner, so much better, and they get harassed by the Agriculture Department, by the Food and Drug Administration. But Tyson Chicken at one plant in Arkansas had over 1,300 violations, and a plant down the street got shut down for two, buddy. So you're making a great point.
You've got the nail on the head, and I'll try to dig up that article on January 4th in the Denver Post. Some gal did a really good job of reporting.
So they went after a good beef producer.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
But they're going to feed irradiated, literally, rotten meat to your children. They're going to irradiate it. And don't worry. Oh, yeah, what about the toxins from the bacteria, folks? They're going to feed your children irradiated food.
Yeah, this ConAgra here in Colorado is unbelievable. They've recently switched to Swift Foods. And, you know, I studied business ethics, and I think it was a waste of time, you know, compared to what your guest did, bioethics.
Yeah,
so
what
on.
Do you think about them? They're going to grow the clones up to full size, take them out of the womb, and then hook them up to stuff and grow a bunch of things on them. How's that? That sounds real nice.
Well, it's, you know, there's no soul there. There's no, you know, it sounds nice, but believe me, they're probably going to do it for other reasons.
It sounds nice. I mean, we're going to clone humans and then use them for parts?
Yeah.
Full. I mean, thanks for the call.
Okay.
This is amazing. Let's talk to Joe in New York. Joe and then Carl. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, go ahead. Do we have Joe there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Are you aware that there was some U.S. fighter jets following a commercial airline? Just recently?
Yes, I was actually checking that online, and there have been over a dozen, about 13 different cases of them claiming terrorists are on planes.
No, Alex.
No, I know right now. I know. What I'm saying is that these have all been fake alerts in the past.
Okay, yeah, but they were saying that there was possible a terrorist suspect on a plane coming from France, that there was two fighter jets following the plane, and it was going to land in Ohio. Then MSNBC retracted the information, and they said something like the woman was taken off the plane before it took off. She had, like, a leather jacket. It was a motorcycle jacket with wires in it. Listen to this, Alex. They said it was a motorcycle jacket that you can plug into, like, your motorcycle to warm yourself while you're riding. So in other words, they took her off the plane because she had, like, wires in her leather jacket that was, I guess it was almost like one of those, like, electric blankets, but it was a leather riding jacket. So she was pulled off the plane. They retracted the whole story that there was a suspect on there. She was off the plane. And then guess what? They put her on another flight to go somewhere.
But that's what I was saying to you up front, is they'll put a fake terror name into something, pull a 5-year-old child off, and for 2 days announce we stopped the terrorists, and then there's a quiet retraction. Okay, it wasn't true.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My point. I mean, we never heard of...
Mm-hmm. I heard you say that before. What you were making those comments before, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just... It's just total and complete fear-mongering.
All right, here's the other thing. I wanted to see if you thought this was a coincidence. I took out a dollar bill the other day, and I'm looking on the back of it. And it's kind of funny that it has an all-seeing eye and a pyramid. Meantime, there's no...
And kind of funny it says New World Order under it, yeah.
Well, I got a lot of things... don't cut me off here, because I want to make a few points. Because last time I called up, I've been calling a few times, and you cut me short. So I want to make a point here. If you go to the back of a dollar bill, and if you can do this, Alex, if you have a $1 bill, it'll be pretty amazing, because I don't think you've ever seen this before. You have one on you?
Sure. Let me just say, number one, on average, I have callers on longer than other talk show hosts do, and you already made a point, and I'm not fighting with you, but please don't imply that I'm cutting you short. You're on the air right now.
No. Let me just finish up real quick.
Okay, well, you're asking if I got a dollar bill on me. Yes, I have a dollar bill.
All right, if you draw a line from the A in Inuit, if you look on top, it says Inuit Coeptis, and on the bottom,
yes,
it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means announcing the birth of a new world order in,
yes,
Latin. If you draw a line, a horizontal line, from the A in Inuit to the S in Coeptis, a straight line right underneath the little pyramid with the I.
Yes.
And then you draw a line from the S in Coeptis to the second O in Ordo, and then back up from the second O in Ordo to the A in Inuit, you make an upside-down triangle. And then if you outline the triangle that's already there, that's already on the dollar, and you look at all the points.
Yeah,
now,
it makes the Star of Solomon incorrectly called the Star of David.
No, Alex, look at it. You have the M in Seclorum, you have the A in Inuit, you have the S in Coeptis, you have the second O in Ordo, and the N in Novus, which spells Mason, perfectly, symmetrically, right in your face. That is not a coincidence. And then if you look right over the eagle, you have the same symbol, if you connect all the dots with all the little stars.
Yeah, I know. It's all symbolism. And yes, I had seen that before.
Now, did you see where it spells Mason?
Yes, sir. I've seen this online before. I've seen this pointed out. Yes.
Unbelievable. And there's a little, also an owl on the front of the dollar bill.
Yeah, he's peeking up over the $1 bill.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Alex. You have a great day.
Hey, I appreciate it. Absolutely, sir. No, it's not like the stuff in the money's hidden. I mean, it says a New World Order on the back with an all-seeing eye pyramid, like Total Information Awareness Network. I mean, it's New World Order, folks. I've got hundreds of news articles with presidents and prime ministers and the Pope and everybody calling for world government. I mean, it's not like it's a conspiracy theory. That's really going on. And you're absolutely right. Let me just cover the article he mentioned. Report. Terror suspect landing at Cincinnati Airport. There are reports that a fighter jet escorting a jet into Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport. The plane is Delta Flight 043. And it left Paris at 11:20 a.m. And it says the flight is said to be of interest. According to reports, a woman was removed from the flight before it took off from Paris, Charles de Gaulle International Airport, because she had an electronic device that was causing some suspicion. The idiots had never seen a leather jacket you plug into the lighter. They sell those everywhere. The plane will be held in an area after from the terminal when it lands. And then there's another article here posting, yeah, saying it was a false alarm. So flight from Paris is escorted by jets to land in Cincinnati. So they get her off the plane. But just the terrorists are everywhere, folks. We're so lucky they're taking our rights away and arresting anyone that holds up a sign protesting Bush. And the Justice Department is now charging people for protesting. It's wonderful. But the border's going to be wide open, and everything's going to be happily ever after from there. Thanks for the call, sir. I'm glad to take your call, and I don't censor people. If you actually time how long I keep a caller on, and how much they talk, because I've done this. I've listened to my rebroadcast before, and I've sat there with a watch on my arm and watched it. A caller will usually get to talk about 2.5 minutes, and then I'll talk about 2.5 minutes with them. Because I like to talk, too. You know, I like to jump in and add something. And I could do like other talk show hosts. I could have you on about an average of 45 seconds. That's about the average. The consultants even tell you to do that. 45 seconds, maybe a minute, and they cut you right off. Maybe we'll just start cutting folks off for about 45 seconds, and then they can complain that Alex cuts people off, because that's not what I do. That's not what I do, okay? Let's go ahead, and it's a good point you made, sir. Thanks for making that point. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in D.C., and then Ed in Pennsylvania. Carl, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Great, sir.
I just wanted to say greetings from the police state capitol. I wanted to invite everybody down to see the Capitol building and the White House before it's too late. There's a 7 or 8 foot wall approximately around the Capitol. They've blocked off the White House in about a 2 block radius. And that's happened months and months.
And I've talked to family who's been in D.C. recently. If you try to videotape a Lincoln, guards will run up and begin screaming at you. Video cameras anywhere in the city, they freak out. As if you're evil, you might be a terrorist, as if terrorists couldn't get pictures of the monuments. They're training us how to be slaves.
But it's for your safety, right?
But the border stays wide open.
Yeah, so, and you also got to be sure to sidestep the gray uniformed police that kind of look like something out of World War II Nazi Germany. But, of course, that's for your safety, too. They're everywhere. I mean, it is unbelievable how many. I can tell you from May of 2003 to current today, right now, 8 months later, the number of police, it's increased by a factor of 10 easily.
And they've always got to hire more, and then they've got to have more reasons to, you know, to arrest you for any reason. Why, everything's terrorism now. Isn't it great? Don't you feel safe now? The question is, what is it they have planned that's so horrible they know we're going to resist? See, why are they gearing up?
Well, okay, can I come back after the break?
Sure, sure, but I'm asking you, why do you think that?
Why do I think it? Keep everybody under control, just like Nazi Germany.
Exactly, but why are they gearing up so quickly? What fun do they have planned for us? Think about that. Think about that. We'll put you on hold, and I'll give you about 30 seconds on the other side. Then I got to go to Ed and a few others and hit a few final news stories. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I guarantee you this, folks. The more liberty you give up, I guarantee you, the more liberty you give up, the more tyranny you're going to be living under. All right, let's let a couple callers finish real quick. Go ahead, Carl in D.C., and finish your point.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I found God, I guess, about a year ago, but I'm feeling really angry and depressed, and I guess you've never really gotten a call like this, but it's hard to be positive. It's hard to keep a positive frame of mind. So,
hey, at least you have a mission. At least you know the truth. Imagine being back in darkness, not knowing what's going on, having the wool over your eyes. Now you have a mission to warn others. You know, it's depressing to pull up and see your house on fire, but you can stand there and be depressed. You can run in and save your family. So we're trying to save this country. We've all got a job, and you won't be depressed once you take that anger and put it into taking action one day at a time, a little bit at a time, unlocking people's minds, standing up to this evil, and bringing these corrupt pieces of garbage to justice.
Roger that. And you remind me of the judges in the Old Testament. Once I read that, boy, that put a whole new outlook on things.
Absolutely. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's let Ed in Pennsylvania be our tail gunner, because I got a few final news articles here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Brother Alex. I just wanted to call and say that man, you just read parts of the Bible that deal with faith, and that's all you can do, really. But I wanted to have one. I come up with a lot. I come in contact with a lot of people from the public and the people in the public and in the public in general, and I have. I drove a young kid about 15. The other kid was 16. I was taking him to a private military school, and I asked him what they learned in school, and they went through the whole thing: geometry, math, you know, science, everything, and all the subjects except for history. And I asked him, I said, "Well, what, don't you have history?" He says, "Oh no, that's an elective." And I almost ran off the street. I couldn't believe it.
Well, of course,
history is an elective. I mean. It's absolutely amazing what they're teaching these kids. And this is a private, I'm sure it's probably about maybe $15,000 a year to send these kids to this private military school. It's a military school. And they're not even teaching, you can, it's an elective. It's amazing. I mean, I can't, back at, when I was a mandatory when I was going to school that you had to learn,
And I guarantee you, if 10% of the parents of those children said, we want it to be mandatory, it would be. Then the next step would be, make sure it's good history, not globalist garbage. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you. We're almost out of time for this show. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day as well. And we'll let that caller go. Thank you. There is just so much I wanted to get to. Again, Tony Blair, folks, got caught in a speech saying weapons of mass distraction, and it's made headlines. That little slip of the tongue was a bunch of other news we didn't get to, but we had three great guests on, and I'll cover some of this news I didn't get to, like Rush Limbaugh now believes in conspiracy theories tomorrow, along with all the other news that would have stacked up. By them. We got a lot of other great guests coming up this week and a lot of key info, so you don't want to miss any of these shows. Before I end this show, if you believe in what we're doing, I want to wake folks up and want tools so you won't talk yourself blue in the face, waking people up. If you want results, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my videos, get them, make copies, give them to friends and family, air them on Access TV, give them to local talk show hosts, affect change, keep it up. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos or the books or the t-shirts or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Videos are all excellent, $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Don't wait. Get the film. Stop sitting there and let the globalists take over. These things work. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.